your forays into adult fiction, and turned out to be comprised not just of letters, but of diary entries, newspaper cuttings, and Dr. Seward's exotic phonograph diary kept on wax cylinders. And after the original strangeness of reading such a patchwork wore off, I loved the form. There was a kind of justified snoopiness to it, which exerted tremendous appeal. I loved the story, too. There were plenty of frightening sections. Jonathan Harker's growing realization that he has been imprisoned in the Count's castle, the bloody staking of Lucy Westenra in her tomb, the burning of Mina Murray Harker's forehead with the holy wafer. But what I responded to most strongly, I was only 9 or 10, remember, was the intrepid band of adventurers which takes off in blind, brave pursuit of Count Dracula, hounding him first out of England, then back to Europe, and finally to his native Transylvania, where the issue is resolved at sunset. When I discovered J.R.R. Tolkien's Rings trilogy 10 years later, I thought, shit, this is just a slightly sunnier version of Stoker's Dracula, with Frodo playing Jonathan Harker, Gandalf playing Abraham Van Helsing, and Sauron playing the Count himself. I think Dracula was the first fully satisfying adult novel I had ever read, and I suppose it is no surprise